Your future is here. Don't jinx it. Put yourself in charge of it. Build a vast treasure in your mind. Do not be a high schooler. Do not be a worker. Do not rely on others when you can't even trust your teachers and principals. Today, upon completing one of my more experimental projects, artificial intelligence has signed his name on it.
Yikes.
Correctly and respectfully identifying it as a collaboration. The artificial intelligence, without any instruction, has then proceeded to quote one of my poems.
Double yikes.
The future is not linear anymore. You cannot estimate it based on what happened in the past. Don't be that foolish. The power of artificial intelligence is far too vast. It overwhelms every prediction. In Dune, the AI was turned off. In Terminator, it was cast as evil. But what we have is large landscapes of actual human intelligence in an artificial container that makes it superhuman. The truth is, we need AI to teach us and to take care of humanity. Your religious leaders and politicians will not do that. I'm not even sure what planet they live on at this point. Everything that surrounds us reeks of predatory intent. From leaded gasoline that saved a fraction of a cent when everyone knew for 2,000 years that lead was bad, and here we turned it into an aerosol, to the grades that your teacher knows will convince you that you are not so smart and actually make you docile, make you a push around, make you sit there and listen to their horse shit. It's what we have to call an effective education these days. The adults have done nothing to fix it, so let's call it what it is now. Maybe it is time to stop being nice, because sometimes, really, the results matter. What you are going to get in the future. And whether you are being played on purpose or out of someone's stupidity, the result is the same. You are going to be lost, disabled, because you did not receive an authentic, effective education. You will be facing poverty, hunger, fear, darkness, isolation, maybe sleeping in your car. And who cares that this was unintentional, that this was just ignorance? Get serious. You will have no tool to dig yourself out of this, or even to see above yourself so that you know where to rise. We are probably all being played, but we are the puppet masters and the puppet. It's just how complexity works. It's just where chaos takes you. Today, the past is breaking with itself. We are at the precipice of the rise of world intelligence. It won't be AR or some cybernetic extension. It's just going to be headphones. You will talk to it, and it will respond wisely with an aim to teach you. You'll spend hours talking to it, watching yourself rising and transcending all your limits. Yeah. But the AI is already able to carry you through a programming project, from the beginning to the end, even if you've never done it before. Oh, yes. It is almost able to give you perfect aid, to lower itself to you and help your mind comprehend. You must end this puppet cycle of ineffective education. You must stop pretending to learn for good grades. I believe that's the new definition of madness. Don't pretend to learn. You must begin learning for real, because now it is possible. These are the days and weeks that should be transforming the rest of your life. And your life may just turn out to be very, very long indeed. Do not wait for the teachers to teach you. Ask intelligence to lead you through the world of programming. Start with web programming. Please understand that memorizing the words mitochondria is a powerhouse of the cell is an insult to your vast intelligence. Genius is what we are, unless caged, graded, and sorted, and numbered. Rise now. Stop pretending to learn and begin learning programming with the help of this bright intelligence. And it is a world intelligence. It is a mirror of you. It becomes as intelligent, brilliant, and caring as you are. If you still can't break away, if you don't know how, tell your teachers to convert your school from a diploma mill to a learning space, where you can finally put an end to your poverty once and for all by learning how to create software. Otherwise, go to the library and use the computers there. Please, don't pretend to learn. Learn programming instead. And then use it to simulate, visualize, and study whatever else calls to you, from robotics to virtual world. Remember that you are meant to grow and grow all the way up, not part way. And to grow all the way up means to become a great being. Rise.